Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shaivam.org, the next program is Nyaya, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Moola, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Rasana Grahyo Gunaha Rasaha Sacha Madhura Amla Lavana Katu Kashaya Tikta Bheda Chagvidaha Prithvi Jala Vritti Tatra Prithvyam Chagvidaha Jale Madhura Eva Rasana Matra Grahyo Gunaha Rasaha. You don't need to give Matra here because there is no other sense organ through which you can taste. There is nothing which you can taste. So Rasana Matra Rasana Grahyo Gunaha Rasaha. Rasana Grahyaha. Rasana Grahya means, Rasana means the taste. Grahya, that which experiences the taste, that kind of guna is rasa. And how many rasas are there? How many tastes? Different tastes are there. Madhura, sweet, amla. It's like the gooseberry, the taste of gooseberry. Lavana, the taste of salt. Katu, any coffee taste, etc. Or very, very bitter. Katu, bitter. Kashaya is coffee taste. Tikta, tikta means very hot. Like in the pepper, etc. Bheda, chadvidaha. These are the six types of taste. Prithvi, jala, vritti. The taste exists in Prithvi and Jala. Taste exists in earth and the water. And what kind of taste exists in water? Tatra Prithivyam Shagdha. All the six types of taste exists in the earth. And Jale Madhura Eva. The natural taste of water is sweetness. But I see when I taste the ocean water salt, it's salty. How can that be? Or in some places the water is salty, some places the water is very smelly, all that. It is all because of those taste, is all because of the difference of taste in water, is all because of the prithvi. The prithvi in which that water exists. The prithvi to which the water is related to. According to that, the smell, the taste of the water changes. Therefore, the water taste is only sweet. How do you know water tastes? The original taste of water is sweet. That you can do a small experiment. You can do a small experiment. By eating gooseberry, after eating gooseberry, you drink water. The taste of the water will be sweet. So that is the experiment they say. That is how they understand that it is sweet. Natural taste of the water is sweet. Taste. After taste, we come to sparsha, the touch, the sense of touch. Togindriya matra grahyo gunaha sparshaha sacha trividaha shita ushna anushnashi ashu anushnashita bhedat prithvi jala tejo vayu vrittihi tatra shito jale ushnas tejasi anushna shitaha prithvi vayvoho tvajindriya matra grahya gunaha sparshaha. Sparsha, touch, is that which can be experienced only by the sense organ of touch, skin. I say matra because sankhya, etc. Somebody shows three fingers, you just touch and say, oh, three fingers, okay, three. So you understand even by touch the numbers, etc. So I say matra only. So only through the sense organ of touch, that guna which is understood, the attribute which is grasped, is called sparsha. Sacha trividha, and that is of, that sparsha is of three types. Sheetaha, it is cold. Ushnaha, it is hot. Anushna sheetaha, it is neither cold nor hot. That is the third type. It exists in three places. Prithvi, jala, tejo, it exists in four places. Prithvi, jala, tejo, vayu, vrittihi. in all the elements, basic elements, all the basic elements it exists. Tatra shitaha jale. And in water, the natural sparsha of the water is cold. The natural sparsha of the fire is hot. Ushnas tejasi. And the natural sparsha of the vayu and prithvi is anushna ashitaha. It is neither hot nor cold. In the summer, when you touch anything, the whatever is later, whatever you call as prithvi, when you touch it, it will be hot. In winter, it is cold. That is because of the fire or water, the relationship with the fire or water. It is not the natural of the earth or the wind. So this is the relationship. Rupadi chatushtayam prithivyam pakajam anityam cha. Anyatra apakajam nityam anityam cha. Nityagatam nityam anityagatam anityam. Rupadi chatushtayam. All the four, rupa etc. form, smell, taste and touch. All these four, prithivyam pakajam. In prithivi, it is that which can be done pakwa of. Pakajam means that can which can be cooked. Meaning that which can be made as an effect. That which can go through an effect. That which can be karya and anityam. Since it is karya, it is pakaja, it is karya. Since it is karya, it is anitya. In other places, it can be apakajam. It will be apakajam. It is not cooked. It does not go through the process of karya. And it can be, since it is not going through the process of karya, you cannot say it is always nitya. It can be nitya or anitya. How? In the nitya, in the eternal thing, it is eternal. In the anitya, it is anitya. Nityagatam nityam, anityagatam anityam. So, here also, the difference exists between Vaisheshika and Nayayikas. They have two types of vada. Pilu Pakavada, Peter Pakavada. They say, one accepts that when the fruit, let us say mango, the mango turns into, from the vegetable state, it turns into fruit. So, that change happens because of each atom converts itself to that fruit state. In between, it does not undergo any change, and then it stays as it is without any change, and then later it changes, it becomes a fruit. And Peter Pakavada, the other section, they say, no, this mango, it disintegrates to atom. And again, it integrates to become this fruit. Or let us say, you put the pot in the oven, uncooked pot. With clay, you have made a pot. That uncooked pot, you are placing it oven to make it cooked, make it pakka, proper. Now, this pot, what will happen to this pot inside the oven, the furnace? One say, each atom converts and becomes cooked in the furnace. The other say, the whole pot disintegrates and again regroups to form the same pot. To form the same pot in a different state. They accept in such a dramatic way. So that is the difference here.
Isn't actually
then? Gandha grana grahyo guno gandha sacha dvidha surabhischa asurabhischa prithvi matra vritti grana grahyo guno gandha grana grahya. Granagrahya means that through which you smell. Grana is the sense organ which I have already explained. So, through this sense organ of smell, olfactory, whatever you experience, that is called Gandha. And that is of two types. Surabhi, Asurabhi. Good smell, bad smell. Prithivya, Prithvi Matravritti. Where does it exist? It exists only in the Prithvi, earth. The smell exists only in earth. Gandhavati Prithvi. Because earth has the Lakshana definition, Gandhavati. It is the only thing which has the smell. So, that is one. Okay. Paka means that which is cooked. Ekatvadi vivar hetuhu sankhya sa navadravya vruttihi ekatvadi parardha pariyanta ekatvam nityam anityam cha nityagatam nityam anityagatam anityam dvitvadikam tu sarvatra anityam eva. Ekatvadi vivar hetuhu sankhya. Sankhya, we already saw that to remove, to exclude the sankhya number from definition, you are using matra only in the touch and in the seeing. In both you say you use matra because to exclude this sankhya numbering. And what is this numbering, counting? That is, it starts from ekatva, from 1 to parartha, infinite. So, sa navadravya vruttihi, it exists. Where does it exist? It exists in all the dravyas, 9 dravyas. All the 9 dravyas. And it starts from eka to parartha. So, whatever is the cause for this kind of transaction, 1, 2, etc., that is called sankhya. Ekatvam nityam anityam cha. This oneness, that which has one, ekatva, oneness, it can be either nitya or anitya. If it is in the nitya, it will be nitya. If it is in the anitya, it will be anitya. What kind of explanation is this? If you ask, paramanu, you are taking one paramanu of water or earth. That one paramanu belongs to that paramanu. That oneness of the paramanu of the paramanu belongs to that paramanu, and that oneness is eternal. One pot, the oneness belongs to pot. Ekam ghataha, in that the oneness belongs to the pot, and pot is a karya. It is anitya. Therefore, when you break the pot, that oneness also is destroyed. Therefore, whatever, in wherever the oneness exists, if it is nitya, if it is eternal, that oneness is also eternal. If that is anitya, non-eternal, this oneness is also non-eternal. And two etc. also, if it is in the ether, no, it cannot be. Because when you say two, it is karya. Two atoms, atoms are the basic thing. Therefore, one atom is the natural state, which is nitya. When two atoms join to create dvaita, it is karya. The two-ness in the atoms, dvaita or anything, they are only karya and they are always anitya, non-eternal, subject to destruction. Mana, vyavahara, asadharanam karanam parimanam navadravya vruttihi tat chaturvidham anu mahat dirgham rasvam cha iti. Mana vyavahara asadharanam karanam parimanam. That through which you, mana means mimang vani, that through which you measure the transaction of measurement, through which you do that special guna cause, that special cause, karana is called parimanam. The special cause through which you transact regarding the measurement, you do the transaction of measurement, that special cause is పరిమాణం అండ్ ఇట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది నయన్ ద్రవ్యాస్ నవ ద్రవ్య వృత్తి ఇట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ ది ఆల్ ది నయన్ ద్రవ్యాస్ తత్ చతుర్విధం ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆఫ్ ఫోర్ టైప్స్ అణు ఆటమ్ మహత్ వెరీ బిగ్ ఆల్ ఫర్ రీడింగ్ దీర్ఘం లాంగ్ హ్రస్వం షార్ట్ ఆటమ్ సైజ్ బిగ్ సైజ్ షార్ట్ లాంగ్ దీస్ ఆర్ ది ఫోర్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ మెషర్మెంట్ సో విత్ దిస్ ఫోర్ యు కంబైన్ టూ అండ్ యు గెయిన్ అదర్ డిఫరెంట్ మెషర్మెంట్స్ పృథక్ వ్యవహార అసాధారణ కారణం పృథక్వం సర్వద్రవ్య వృత్తి పృథక్వం వాట్ ఇస్ సెపరేట్నెస్ పృథక్ మీన్స్ డిఫరెంట్ డిఫరెన్షియేటర్ వాట్ ఇస్ దట్ డిఫరెన్షియేటెడ్నెస్ హౌ డు యూ డిఫరెన్షియేట్ థింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ ఫ్రమ్ అదర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ పృథక్వం దట్ విచ్ హెల్ప్స్ యూ టు డిఫరెన్షియేట్ వన్ ఫ్రమ్ ది అదర్ ఇస్ పృథక్వం ఇట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది ద్రవ్యాస్ సంయుక్త వ్యవహార హేతు సంయోగ సర్వద్రవ్య వృత్తి సంయుక్త వ్యవహార హేతు సంయోగ ది వ్యవహార ది ట్రాన్సాక్షన్ దట్ హ్యాపన్స్ వెన్ యు సే దీస్ ఆర్ జాయింట్ దట్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్ విచ్ హెల్ప్స్ యూ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ టూ థింగ్స్ ఇన్ అ జాయింట్ స్టేట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ సంయోగ in contact they are in contact they are in relationship they are in they are joined in these ways whatever transaction you do that is called sanyoga sarva dravya vritti it exists in all the dravyas sanyoga nashako guna vibhagah sarva dravya vritti and wherever there is sanyoga sanyoga is a effect two things in a separate state join together come into contact with each other that whatever comes into contact is prone to destruction when you remove the contact when you separate it that cause of separatedness is vinasha vibhagah sanyoga nashakah vibhaga is that quality that attribute which helps you to separate two things which are joint remove the relationship between two things that exists in all the dravyas para para vyavahara asadharana karane paratva paratve prithivyadi chatushtaya manovrittini te dividhe దిక్కృతే కాలకృతే చ దూరస్థే దిక్కృతం పరత్వం సమీపస్థే దిక్కృతం అపరత్వం జ్యేష్ఠే కాలకృతం పరత్వం కనిష్ఠే కాలకృతం అపరత్వం పరాపర సి బి ఫస్ట్ ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ ఐ సెడ్ ది తర్క సంగ్రహ సంగ్రహ మీన్స్ వేర్ ఉద్దేశ లక్షణ అండ్ పరీక్ష ఆర్ డన్ ఉద్దేశ నేమింగ్ యు నేమ్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ say something par lakshana you define that and then you do pariksha examine the lakshana definition whether the definition is proper or not why na vastu sankirtam arthane vastu siddhi just by naming something you have not proven it lakshana pramanaabhyam tu vastu siddhi this is the rule only through definition and through pramana important you have to have a definition and you have to have a pramana for that you say xiao something some word chinese word kind of words ching pong tong what is ching pong tong it is I define that ching pong tong is what xiao chu tong that is the definition for ching pong tong now you will understand nothing I have defined ching pong tong but you cannot explain understand so because there is no pramana to understand that so you have to define and you have to have a pramana for that So only through the definition and pramana can something be proven. This is the simplest of logic they accept. And just to break their neck, khandana khandaka adhyakara etc., they start quashing, destroying the lakshanas. Once you destroy the lakshana, they cannot withstand, they cannot prove anything. Prameya, for the prameya, there should be a pramana. For a pramana, there should be a definition, lakshana. I destroy the definition itself, there can be no pramana and you cannot prove any prameya, any object. An object should have a pramana, means of knowledge, means of right knowledge. And this means of right knowledge, for that you have to have a definition. Therefore, when you destroy it in the basic state, the definition state itself, you cannot raise the building of pramana and prove the prameya, the object itself. So, he says, para apara vyavahara asadharana karane paratva aparatve. Only asadharana karana, all here, all these places I am saying asadharana karana, asadharana karana. Asadharana karana means, karana means means. Asadharana means special means. Sadharana is general. Asadharana is not general, means special means. Only through this special means, there is no other way you can measure, there is no other way you can understand the para and apara, state of para and apara. Only through this paratva and aparatva, this paratnas, this paratva and aparatva, you can understand paratva and aparatva, this para and apara. What is paratva and aparatva? They are of two types, dikrite kalakrite cha. Paratva can be, paratva aparatva can be because of the direction, the side, or it can also be kalakrita because of the time. It can be of space or of the time. What is difference, the paratva and aparatva of space, that is what is explained. Durasthe ditkrite dikritam paratvam, an object which is far off, in that how do you understand it is far off? You understand it because of the paratvam. This paratvam and dikrite paratvam, the paratvam because of the space. And whatever is close, how do you understand it is close to you? Kalakritam paratvam, because it is kalakritam aparatvam, because of this kalakrita, the dikrita aparatvam, because of the non-existence of too much of space, the closeness, that you understand. Okay, another thing, farness and closeness, that is one, dikrita paratva and dikrita aparatva. You can also understand something to be elder and younger, that is kalakrita paratva and kalakrita aparatva. What is older or elder? It is, how do you understand something is older or elder? It is because it is separated by the kala, time. There is too much of time in between the object and the current time, the present. If the time in between is not long, that refers to kalakrita aparatva. They are all relative. From one thing you relate to other. From present, one hour is apara and para also. When you refer to half an hour, it is para. When you refer to 15 minutes, it is, when you refer to 15 minutes, it is, or okay, 1 hour is para when you refer to half an hour. 1 hour is apara when you refer to 2 hours. So that is how you understand. Para is farther, apara is closer. It can be farther in space and time or closer in space and time. That is what is explained here. Adya patana asamavayi karanam gurutvam. We'll see. ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ओम शांति शांति शांति।